We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. You hear us. She's part of the New Orleans Pelicans radio broadcast team, also covers the New Orleans Saints, Erin Summers. Erin, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Always happy to talk about our local teams here. It is a huge time for the Pelicans right now.
Erin, it's one of them I be damn moments, okay?
Ugh.
You fight back. You got a shot here, and you see the greatness of Zion down the stretch. And we've seen it in flashes where he takes over a game. And then the way he landed, and I saw he sort of grabbed for his front first, almost right below his stomach, and then I saw him walk. No, I understand that walk. I knew it was something to do with his hamstring, and he's had some issues there before. But this has to go down as so disappointing because, okay, LeBron's going to get his calls, and the Lakers – we're going to be on the line more. The thing that sort of bothered me, the Pelicans had trouble hitting their free throws, but you have fought back and you got a tie game now late. And then, damn, there goes Zion. And then he walks off the court, but you could see in his face. And when he pulled that jersey over the top, he knew something wasn't right.
Yeah. Immediately you could tell. He, as you mentioned, he pulled the jersey up over his head, and then he went to the bench, threw down his towel. He knew that he had done something and immediately went down the tunnel. It was an awful time for it to happen. He has worked so hard throughout his career to prove himself that he can be available. He played 71 games this season and finally gets into his first postseason game. And he absolutely dominated, which is what we had been hoping that we would see from Zion for a long time. And he scores 40 points, and he's the only reason why the Pelicans were in that game.
That's true.
After getting down 18 points. And that 40th point, that last bucket by him, tied it up at 95 with just over 3 minutes to go. And without him, the offense just didn't have a go-to option. And it kind of fell apart, and it was really unfortunate because they had fought so hard to get back, and you were seeing great performances and energy from people like Jose Alvarado, and Trey Murphy hit a great three late, and you just wish that the team could have got it together to pull it out. But I think all in all, it was great to see Zion take over a game, be aggressive. He was asking to guard LeBron James. I mean, he wanted that moment. So hopefully the injury isn't too bad and the Pelicans can go on a run and maybe he can rejoin the team.
Erin, one of the things, Charlie and I talk about this a lot, about matchups and how I didn't feel as though they match up well against the Lakers, but this team has been 5-0 against Sacramento. And I watched them play last night, and I thought they dominated the first half, but they only had a 4-point lead. I mean, they take crazy shots all over the court. And then in the second half, everything, third and fourth quarter, they dominated. Everything that they threw up seemingly went in. Your thoughts on this? Because that is in between your ears. I think if you Sacramento, you have not played well against them in games that weren't even close. And sometimes games that Zion wasn't there, they dominated against Sacramento. But the Pelicans come into this game, and it's almost like, okay, who's going to put the jumper cables on the battery to crank this up? Nothing against CJ, because he had carried this team for a number of games down the stretch. He didn't have a good night last night at all. And then B.I., I just think he's still trying to get back from the injury. Doesn't look like the same guy. And that happens sometimes with injuries. You think you're okay just in shoot-arounds. You get on the court, not quite the same.
Yeah, and I think Brandon Ingram wants to be there, wants to help the team, wants to do everything he can to get them to the postseason, to an actual first-round playoff series, which is what this team had been hoping for from the beginning of the season, is a sixth spot or better so they could grab that. And it's still out there. They still have that opportunity Friday night against the Kings. It's kind of crazy to say that you have gone undefeated against this team. The Pelicans have shot very well against them. in the last matchup on April 11th, CJ McCollum went 9 of 12 from outside, and Trey Murphy shot 6 of 12. So they really had it going from the perimeter, but that's something that the Kings can do as well, to your point. They can get hot, and a lot of their shots were falling last night. I think what's going to be really important in this game, though, is how Jonas Valanciunas plays inside without Zion Williamson. He has got to draw some sort of inside presence and make the Kings focus in on him, so some of those shooters can get better looks on the outside. Him going up against Domantas Sabonis, who is very good. I mean, I think he's probably got his 1,000th straight double-double. I mean, he has been playing insane over the past few months. So that's going to be a fun matchup to watch. And then without Zion Williamson in the game, you would think that Trey Murphy slides back into that starting role. And can he get hot? Can he get going early in this game? Because for whatever reason, it's been tough for some of our shooters to get going in the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, I think there was a stat, Aaron, that the Pelicans shoot 3% better on the road than they do at home. Mm-hmm. And it's so disappointing, because I thought that that was the big difference maker, at least in the first half last night against the Lakers, because in that game on Sunday, they were just killed in the paint. Ugh. I mean, call a spade, they gave up 50 first half points of the paint, which just kind of let the Lakers get out to that early lead that they never even came close to giving up. But Willie kind of talked a little bit about it last night, that they were more physical. You know, they really tried all they could to keep the Lakers out of the paint, and it worked out for the most part. The Pelicans outscored the Lakers last night in the paint 62-36. Now, where they lost was at the free throw line. The Lakers got to the free throw line a bunch last night, and they never really missed. And early on, from three-point range. And if you're looking at that game, the one quarter that they lost was the second quarter. And they entered halftime, mm-hmm. they were like 4 of 16 from 3. They were minus 18 from the three-point line, and that was the big difference that let LA get out to that lead that they ended up holding on to.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a great point. You know, in the second quarter, late into the second quarter, the Pelicans had only scored 10 points. They were really struggling to get going in that frame. And I think in the end, they just got down a little bit too much and had to continue to fight and exert so much energy to catch back up to the Lakers. And when you're not shooting well from outside, it's harder. You know, 3 points, that's more than two. So it's harder to catch some of that deficit. It's going to be interesting how this game is called on Friday, because it was an extremely physical matchup between these two teams when it was in Sacramento 2 weeks ago. And Sacramento does a good job of getting to the line. De'Aaron Fox also, I think he had like 12 trips to the line in their last game. So he gets a lot of calls inside. So that's going to be something that they hopefully evens out a little bit for the Pelicans. Obviously the Lakers are one of the best teams in the league at getting calls and getting to the line and using that to their advantage. So we won't have that against us tomorrow night, but it is hopefully something that they'll continue to allow that physicality and let the team play, because it's postseason and it'll get called fairly on both sides.
So the good news, if you're a Pelicans fan and you're looking at this matchup against the Kings, as we mentioned, 5-0 against Sacramento this year. And one of those games against Sacramento that they won was without Zion. I think it was like the 133-100 game that they won by 33 points. So you're looking at the matchup. Zion is such a force, and you know Sacramento would have nobody that can really match up with him. We were previewing their game at Sacramento basically last week, and I think it was Ali Cassell that had come on here and said that they have like Harrison Barnes to match up with Zion, and he's just not physical enough. But without Zion, you kind of mentioned Trey, you mentioned, you know, CJ. Does it really just come down to the outside shooting for the Pelicans to just outscore this Sacramento team that at times, you know, you saw them play well defensively against Golden State, but they really aren't that good defensively.
No, they're not.
So is it all about, you know, the outside shot for this Pelican squad that doesn't really shoot that well at home? Or is, you know, does Brandon Ingram need to step up? I know that he's not exactly 100%. He's still kind of hobbled with that injury. Like, I'm looking at CJ, I'm looking at Trey, I'm looking at Herb. I mean, those guys just need to produce from beyond the arc in this matchup. That's all how I see it, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jose Alvarado is somebody that has got going against them as well. I think as far as Brandon Ingram goes, he just needs to use his teammates and trust that everybody together on the court is better than him trying to take over and do it himself. I think he felt a lot of pressure last night to try to score and try to make things happen. So I think as long as everybody sticks together and they, you know, move the ball and they go with pace and all the things that Coach Green always asks them to do, then they're going to find open looks, and especially against a defense that isn't as great in the Kings, and they aren't as long, and you will have more opportunities to take advantage of some of their miscues. So hopefully, yes, the three-point shot is falling for the Pelicans, because I think that will be a huge factor in this game, both sides. And the Pelicans have really averaged like 130 points against the Kings all season. They just have seemingly had a really easy time scoring against them, regardless of who is on the court.
Aaron, you bring up a good point with that. The other part is, to me, I thought the big difference too is how well the Lakers, the ball movement to get a good shot. Mm-hmm. You saw the difference, huge difference between what the Pelicans were doing and what the Lakers were. Their ability to move that ball around the court was so good last night for LA. And that's something that this Pelicans team has not done consistently well.
Yeah, they tend to get a little stagnant when they get into more of a half court game. And at times, especially against the Lakers, you have to slow it down a little bit and reset, because you don't want to get running up and down the court against them. You're going to lose that battle. We saw that Sunday when the Pelicans were unable to really get back defensively, and they were just running down the lane nonstop. So it's a balance of the Pelicans really like to turn their own defense into offense and get out in transition. But then when you aren't, you have to be able to get set, use your teammates, whether it's pick and roll or a backdoor cut. You know, there's got to be movement, and you got to pass the ball around a little bit, not settle for early looks in the shot clock.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, bring him some good luck Friday. I tell that to A-Bear, but he hadn't brought him no good luck at all going to these games. So, and that's a big ask for you on this point. But, man, hopefully they can continue this. And it has been a team that you have matched up well against. And I do think in this world, there is something to that.
Yeah, and I say the fans, you got to come out and bring good luck too, because we need all the energy that we can. There are tickets available, so go get them and come pack the blender on Friday night.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All righty. Aaron Summers, a Pelicans radio reporter, also covers the New Orleans Saints, and we'll see what happens Friday night as the Pels take on the Sacramento Kings.